The older I get, the less I like darkness. I tell you what, trying to look at the cords just in that low light, I need the big print version of that. And I'm sure if you're my age or older, you can kind of relate to how our eyes just don't adjust so well to the dark anymore. I really need the road crews out there to start painting some curbs and putting good lines on the roads. You know, I was at an intersection. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was at night. It was an area I wasn't familiar with at all. And I almost turned into the oncoming lane because I just couldn't see where my lane was. And it was even at a traffic light. In the daytime, it wouldn't have been a problem. At least there, I knew I didn't know where I was. What's really discouraging is when I'm in my own home. I mean, I should be able to navigate my own house, right, in the dark. I don't have any little kids. There's no toys leaving in the way. I got this, right? And there are lights. Do you realize how many lights, tiny little lights, are on your home when everyone goes to bed, right? There's a couple of clocks, the microwave, the stove. There's a modem and a router and a power strip and the CO2 monitor and all these little bitty lights. They don't give a lot of illumination, but I ought to be able to navigate my house by them. And yet it was only a couple years ago I was walking back to the bedroom in the dark. I'm not going to turn on a light because why would I do that? And I see the light from the microwave. It's right over there on my right. I know exactly where I'm at. I know where the wall is. I stride confidently through the door, except somehow I was a little bit disoriented, and I hit not at a slow, creeping, I'm not sure where I am speed, okay, but the quicker, I'm only a few feet away from my destination, I know exactly where it is pace, and I ran smack into the corner of the wall, and it gouged a nice deep cut in my brow, and I mean, it bled, and it was no fun. I would have made a horrible sailor trying to navigate by the stars. And I think I related last year how I was running around with Holden in the backyard playing flashlight tag and thought I would be clever and sneaky and turn off my flashlight. And so as I stealthily sprinted, right, because I'm trying to get away from him, across the yard I hit full speed the wheelbarrow. Went flying through the air, all kinds of noise, scrapes on my shin. I am getting too old to be fighting the dark. We have a problem in our world. Our world is in spiritual darkness. And there are so many individuals who are living in darkness, and there's no direction for them where to go. And they don't even realize it. In fact, they are so accustomed to the darkness that when the true light of God shines on them, it hurts their eyes and they don't want to see it. And so they choose to keep the light switched off. And their lives are spent running through the dark, unable to avoid all the pitfalls that trip them up and lead them into spiritual harm. And I feel like Christmas is God's way of saying, hey, can I give you some light? Can I shine a light on your path so you can be free from harm and know the right way to go? And every year, our whole culture is confronted by Christmas, and we have the opportunity to push past the commercialism and the worldly trappings, the many, many things that are not the reason for the season, and see the true meaning of the babe born in a stable. And if they would just see that the Christ child, God in the flesh, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin, was born to give them hope through his sacrifice and resurrection, they would never have to walk in darkness again. When God created this world, the earth was without form and void. The Bible says darkness was over the face of the deep. And formless and void is a description of disorder and chaos. And God would bring order to the chaos. How does he do that? He says, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light was good. And it began the creation process, and God was making and filling the earth. And at creation, it was said there was evening and morning, but God's new world was free of spiritual darkness at first. And then sin entered in through Adam and Eve, and the darkness became the norm rather than the exception. You know, in creation, the careful study, when we look at the New Testament, explains that Jesus, God the Son, did the creating. John begins his gospel not with the beginning of Jesus' ministry, like Mark does, or with the beginning of his earthly life and his lineage, like Matthew and Luke do. John begins by explaining that Jesus, as God the Son, actually had no beginning. He's eternal. He begins John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God the Son crafted and ordered this world, and it was a perfect world, and the sin of man plunged the world into darkness, and so Jesus was sent to rescue the world. That was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. And if you look a few verses down that page, in verse 6 it says, we see who that light is. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Back in John's introduction, he says of Jesus, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word is God. The Word created us. The Word is life, and the Word is light. And verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory is the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In the Christmas account that Tana read, said there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And so it was night, it was dark. And it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. There was enough glory and enough light from one angel who'd been in the presence of God to put fear in their hearts. But the angel said, fear not. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Unto you, a Savior's been born, who is Christ the Lord. You're going to find Him in Bethlehem, in the city of David. And here's a sign. You're going to see the baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And suddenly it says, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, and folks, if there was enough glory with one angel to cause fear, what do you think 1,000 angels filling the sky is going to look like? Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased. It's an announcement of light, and it sent the shepherds to find the Word made flesh, in whom there is life and light. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. You know, darkness breeds fear. People don't want to walk down dark streets because there's potential danger. But the light drives out fear. And spiritual darkness, living without Jesus, also causes fear. Jesus told people so many times, do not fear, do not be afraid. Jesus is the answer to the fears this life brings. And through faith in Him, He gives us His love and strength and assurance to combat fear. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Darkness confuses. It was years ago, the power had gone completely out in the whole area, and it was eerie, as there were no yard lights or porch lights, and we were coming home on K4, and where we usually turn at Blue Mound Road, there's a street light right at that corner. And I can see that street light from a long way off, and that's, you know, it's like I see the light, I know that's where I'm going to turn. But it was out. And in that utter darkness, I mean, I just felt lost. I had to slow way, way down so I wouldn't miss that turn. And you know, the spiritual darkness in our world confuses people, and they miss the truth, and they won't follow Jesus. Isaiah 5 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." The light of Christ guides our way. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. And His word is the word of truth. Jesus calls us out of darkness into His wonderful light. 2 Corinthians 4 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Darkness hides sin, but the light exposes sin. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. And Romans tells us that people reject Jesus as their Savior because they love their sin too much. It says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened." You know, the lights of Christmas, every year, they light up places that normally are dark. And once a year, we get to celebrate Jesus' birth as God once again reminds us a dark world, that light was made available to them 2 millennia ago. And that's the light that saves. And each year I pray that Christmas will draw people who have been in darkness to embrace the life and the light of Jesus and be saved. Isaiah 50, "Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of His servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God." Jesus Himself said, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows Me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Every year, Christmas gives us a picture of peace instead of chaos. It's faith instead of fear. It's fellowship instead of loneliness. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all of our sin. So let me ask you, where do you need God to shine a light in your life this Christmas? The light of the world didn't come to simply show you your weakness and sin. He came to rescue you from it. He didn't come only to comfort you, but to transform you. And He saves us by His death and resurrection. That's the reason He was born in the first place. And when we receive Jesus by faith as our Lord, His life pays our sin debt. We become part of His kingdom of light. And the darkness can never overcome the light of Jesus. And once transformed, Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. We are shining Jesus' grace and truth to others. And so, my second question is, who do you need to be a light to this Christmas? I pray that Jesus shines on you in such a way that you can live with the faith and the joy of the shepherds, who when they returned, they were glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. Lord, may Your light shine on us all this glorious night.